Good morning. It is wonderful to have you all here this morning. We begin our service by singing the doxology, which is found in the red hymnal, number 815. Is Psalm 116, beginning with verse 12. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 139, Great is Thy Faithfulness. 139, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Before the Lord in prayer this morning. Our gracious God, You have reminded us already this morning that we are no longer bound by the chains of sin in our life, that you have set us free, because our salvation comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. But Lord, even with the chains no longer binding us, we still face challenges. Lord, we are looking for wisdom and understanding and discernment as we make decisions daily in our lives and in the lives of others. God, we ask for your guidance. Lord, we also ask for your blessing. And Lord, as we lift up the needs and requests within our own lives, we lift up the needs and requests of family members and friends. We lift up the needs of the patients that are here at this medical center, the needs of the staff, the needs of the leadership here. Lord, we just lift them all up to you in prayer, that you would remind them through the presence of your Spirit that they too have been set free. They too have the opportunity to have the salvation of the Lord in their lives as well. And Lord, we would ask that you would call them to yourself, that they would receive that calling from the presence of your Spirit in their lives, that they would see the freedom that they have through your Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we'd ask that you would continue to bless us, that you would continue to glow in your Spirit and truth within our own lives. God, we are so thankful that your Savior taught us to pray by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 143. This is My Father's World. Number 143. This is My Father's World.
This is my
Please be seated. Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, Lord, we thank you for the way that you have been blessing us by the time we have spent together in this time of worship. And God, I would ask that you would just continue that blessing, that you would help me to say the things that we all need to hear to draw closer to you. Help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I don't know if you have been hungry or thirsty at all this week, but there have been on a couple of occasions this week that I have been hungry and thirsty. And sometimes it's not out of a physical hunger. More times than not, it's out of a craving, something that I would like to have or something all of a sudden I have the desire for in terms of food. In fact, earlier this week, it just so happens that I had a craving for Lynn's chocolate pudding. And Lynn's chocolate pudding is something that she does, and she actually makes it from scratch. It's not out of a box. It's not something that you just easily make by opening up a top. It is something that she actually puts the ingredients together, blends them together, puts it in the refrigerator so it chills, and it comes out just right, and she puts some whipped topping on it, and I actually had a desire for it this week, and she actually said, "Sure, I think I have all the ingredients for it, and I will make it for you." And of course, I enjoyed it. In fact, actually, after I got done with my first serving, I actually asked Lynn if there was more. And of course, she gave me carte blanche when she actually said, "Why don't you finish it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I will finish it." That's good stuff. And I always thank her for doing that, because it does take time for her to make that chocolate pudding, which is kind of a specialty around our house. This morning, the scriptures that we have read, Jesus is telling the disciples and his followers and those that were listening to him that he truly is the bread of life. And he is referring to a spiritual life. He's telling the followers and his disciples that if you take this bread of life from me, which is spiritual, you will never go hungry. In fact, if you believe in me spiritually, you will never grow thirsty. You won't have a craving for anything else, because I will fulfill all of the needs that you have spiritually, for I ask you to believe in me. And more importantly, believe in the one who sent me. Because Jesus came to do the will of the one who sent him, which is For our references, it is God the Father. Because we believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. I don't know if it's ever been described to you that way, but it has been described to me in that way many, many, many years ago when I was in Sunday school. So the three are one. And the spiritual life that God is providing for us through His Savior is the bread of life, because God never wants us to hunger spiritually or be thirsty spiritually. He always wants us to be fulfilled. But that is a challenge, because what makes us hungry, what makes us thirsty spiritually, usually it's when we have a desire to go our own way and to walk away from those things that feed us spiritually in our relationship with God through His Savior, Jesus Christ. We walk away. The title of the sermon this morning is Under What Shadow? So I pose the question to you, under what shadow do we walk? Under what shadow do we look for to provide for us the needs that we have on any given day? The spiritual needs that Christ is addressing, that He is the bread of life, that He is the water for us, that we should never go hungry, that we should never go thirsty spiritually. For God has given each and every one of us an opportunity to believe. And God does not want to lose any one of us that have been given to Christ, that has been given to the Savior. And we are sealed with a promise that my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. That is the shadow that we should be under. The shadow of eternal life, the shadow of life that God wants us to have, always and forever. Jesus is giving an understanding to the disciples and to us in terms of the vision that He wants us to have, the vision of following Him. The vision on receiving the message that He gives each and every one of us the opportunity to receive and to partake of. The vision of understanding that you and I are under the shadow of the cross. That you and I walk in the shadow of the eternal life, and that we should not ever be afraid or concerned about today or about tomorrow. What our future is has already been taken care of. It has already been sealed because of the spiritual shadow that walks with every one of us, the shadow of the Spirit of the living God that is with us. But do we see our lives that way? I know that I need to be reminded of the vision that Christ wants us to have. That is, just as much as I crave for Lynn's chocolate pudding, more so I should crave for the desire to walk with God under the shadow of eternal life that Christ has given each and every one of us. the craving to always be walking with God, the craving to always be partaking of the bread of life, of the water of life that has been given to each and every one of us, and to respond to it in the way that God wants us to respond to it, that we are under that shadow of protection. Not the protection that perhaps we think of physically, but more important, under the shadow of protection that provides for us and guarantees us eternal life. And in that we find the comfort of that shadow. Under that shade you and I walk. And of course it is very warm here. In fact, as I always ask about the weather on a regular basis, I am told that there is always a heat warning. Excessive heat. But then I have friends on social media telling me that it's actually dipping below freezing where they are living. In fact, just the state over to us, up in Santa Fe, later on this week, they are predicting a dusting of snow while we are still going to be in the hundreds. I think all of us desire for cooler weather. We desire for the springtime here where the temperatures are just perfect. Christ reminds us that under the shadow, as we walk with Him in spirit and truth, our relationship with Him is perfect the way that it should be. God wants us to walk in that shadow of perfection. And as we talked about last week, the whole idea that we know and we identify that we can never be perfect as Christ was perfect and is perfect, but we make the effort to do that in striving for excellence. It is under that shadow that we walk by faith and not by sight. And it is so difficult for us to do that because we want to see what is tangible. We want to experience those things that we can understand through the senses that God has given us. But yet, under the shadow that God has given you and me, there is something more important. The faith that God wants us to have. By taking and understanding that, it is something that we can experience, not with our senses. Something that goes beyond that. The vision that God wants us to have in terms of experiencing the power of God working in our lives. And it is not for those things that we would consider miracles or something that is stupendous, but just the demonstration of His divine power in our lives and what we consider those things that we do every day, the mundane things that we do, the maintenance things of life, as I call them. Because we spend a lot of time just doing the maintenance things of life every day, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our responsibilities, helping others that are in need. But within those mundane, everyday type of maintenance things that we do, we have an opportunity to really see the divine power of God working. Because it is in those mundane, those everyday things that we do, that we truly find out who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ. We truly find out about who we are. we truly see whether we have the faith to believe in what we say we believe in. We have an opportunity every day through those maintenance items, through those mundane things, to see how deep our commitment is to who we are in Christ. And that is a challenge for us, because we want to see the supernatural. We want to see the divine power working in God in such a way that can be without question and without doubt. That yet in the shadow of the cross, we see that as we partake of those things, that God is working in our lives through all of those mundane things that we do. The things that we do to care for ourselves, to care for others. We see the blessings that God has given us. We see how fortunate that we truly are. We see the many choices that God has given us. We see the commitment that He has made to us through His Savior, Jesus Christ. The time that we have in worship, the time that we have in prayer, the time that we sing hymns together, they are the maintenance things that God wants us to do in devotion and in adoration to Him. To give Him praise, to give Him glory, to see Him working in our lives through the divine power that He gives us every day. I talked about Lynn's pudding. There is divine power in that. Because of the loving hands that are made, that it takes to make that pudding. Doing so freely, not because she has to, but because she wants to. An act of service, an act of love, an act of devotion, an act of dedication, an act of divine power, because of all that we have been through together. And we see that as we're walking under the shadow, the true shadow of Jesus Christ, the true shadow of what God has done for each and every one of us. Perhaps our prayer should be, Lord, I know that Your shadow is with me. Help me to see it. Help me to see in that shadow that You have given me Your comfort, Your safety, Your vision, Your understanding, Your divine power in the everyday mundane things, so that I can see You, God, working in my life. Understanding the eternal life that has been given to me as I live my life in the present day. Because You and I live under that shadow. That shadow is there for each and every one of us to walk under, to experience, to embrace, to love in spirit and in truth. Amen. Let us take a few moments and prepare our hearts for communion as we say thank you for the bread of life that has been given to us, that we are no longer spiritually hungry or thirsty because of what Christ has done for us. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful. Lord, thank you for reminding us not to take for granted the things that you have given us in our everyday lives. Lord, I thank you for family member and friends. I thank you for those that come and worship with me. Lord, what a blessing it is, because it is in that shadow that we come right now. And Lord, I just praise you. Forgive me, God, for not seeing the shadow and your divine power in all that we do every day. Thank you, God, for loving us and allowing us to walk in that shadow of eternal life. In Christ's name, amen. Pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Closing hymn is number 147, "How Great Thou Art," 147.
Consider all the world I have made.
us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful for the way that you have shown us the shadow that we are always under, the shadow of your love, the shadow of your care. Help us, God, to remember that every moment of every day. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name.